As you know, we have the MONUSCO, the United Nations Stabilization Mission in the Congo, has decided to put in place a security zone. The main objective of that security zone is to prohibit M23 from reaching with its weapon the densely populated town of Goma, and this way to protect the civilian population. This is one of our main objectives, one of the objectives of our mandate. Unfortunately, with the events of the last days, we found out that the M23 was still able to reach the town of Goma. So the special representative, Mr. Martin Kobler, has given firm instructions
to MONUSCO force to use every means at his disposal to make sure that this security zone is protected. This means we have to dislodge M23 from the Kibati height, where its long-range artillery can still reach the town of Goma. Today, this morning, the FARDC, the Congolese National Army, has launched an operation to dislodge M23 from the Kibati hill. And in accordance to the instruction and the order from the special representative, our force, of course, joined in that operation. The M23 has been firing indiscriminately to the town of Goma and also on our sites. It was on one of those occasions that we lost one officer from Tanzania, and we also have eight other people injured, eight other peacekeepers.
The M23 recently came out accusing both peacekeeping troops as well as the FARDC for firing on their positions, and that is why they retaliated. So it is the two groups that are to blame for the ongoing conflict. What do you say to that?
The fighting started on 21st of August. The M23, like I say, from the height they are occupying, they shot a couple of rockets in the town of Goma, which is densely populated with about over 1 million people. So for M23 to say that MONUSCO force or the FARDC is behind the new fighting, I think is not just correct.
How far do you want to push the M23 from outside Goma? How far?
As far as we are concerned, our main objective so far is to push M23 to a position where their long-range artillery can no longer reach the town of Goma. Because just like I said, a couple of rockets fell on Goma and making some injuries within the civilian population. So this is our main objective.
What do you think are the prospects of neutralizing these M23 forces that appear to be holding their own against the Congolese army?
As far as we are concerned, we don't look at the military perspective as the only solution. The President Kabila, who is the head of state here, said himself that he's looking at all options, diplomatic, political, and military. As you know, there is talk going on right now between the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo and M23 in Kampala. So to us, it's not only the military solution, but the M23 has to firmly engage itself in not causing insecurity on the civilian population. This is our main concern.
What is MONUSCO's message to residents in Goma following this latest development?
Well, we are working together with the National Army. We stand by the National Army. They have been able to witness this themselves. Like I say, the special representative have given order to our force to do everything at its disposal and to use all means at its disposal to support any military operation that the FARDC will carry. And this is our commitment. We have this mandate. We will do everything in our disposal to make sure that there is security for the population of Goma.